Welcome to Palcast, your creator national podcast.
Network News, episode 92. Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen. Welcome once again, God Network News fans, to another episode that is part of a new series that my wife and I were able to record and interview some incredible stories from the Middle East. We were able to meet with several workers doing church planting work in the region and just ministering to people. And wow, what amazing things that God is doing amongst Arabs in the Middle East. It's incredible. And I want to bring this to you as a series so the next 12 episodes will be testimonies from these incredible workers that are doing amazing miracles through the power of God as they pray for people's needs and seeing people come to Christ. So without further ado, I want to launch right into the next episode in this wonderful set of stories. God Network News fans, here we are in the Middle East again, listening to a wonderful testimony from Andrew, Kate's good-looking husband. For all of you out there that can't see him, I confirm, yes, he is good-looking. And so he's going to share with us some exciting stories that have been happening to him. As you know, here in the Middle East, oftentimes it's more men ministering to men and women ministering to women. And so we felt it was really important to get stories and testimonies from both Kate and Andrew during this time for you to be inspired and be praying for them and their work here. So, Andrew, please share with us the first story that you're going to give to our listening audience.
Yes, of course. It's good to be here, and thank you for that amazing introduction. One of the ways God is just really just revealing Jesus to people is just through the area of healing. So this testimony, just a lot of healing happened during this particular testimony. So it was about a year and a half ago, me and my team members, we were out to eat for a team member's birthday at our favorite local restaurant. And one of the ways we reach out to people here is just with being intentional, because there's in the Middle East, you aren't allowed to have, you know, these very public ministries where people are coming to you for you to pour into. But it is a lot of just meeting people out in public, intentionally asking if they need prayer, things like that. So we were out to eat at this really high-end local restaurant that we love for a friend's birthday to celebrate her. And there were two local women just at the front desk, and I had felt led just to go ask them if they needed prayer for healing. I just went up to them and said, I'm a follower of Jesus. He loves to heal people. I know this is probably strange to you, but do you have any pain that you need prayer for healing? And they responded to me, and they said, no, we don't. And they were kind of weird about it, and it was okay. I went off and sat down at our table. But then later that night, they came back up to us and said, can you share with me more about what you're saying about Jesus healing us? What is that about? So I explained that this is just one of the things Jesus loves to do, to reveal his love to people, to reveal that he's, you know, alive and still moving in the world today. So anyways, at this point, she finally opens up and says, I have pain in my right knee and I don't feel it right now, but whenever I exercise, I get intense pain in my right knee. Can you pray for that? So I said, of course, I'll pray for that. And just said a really quick, simple prayer at the restaurant. You know, there's a lot of people around. So I just had her lay her own hand on her knee and prayed a simple prayer for healing. And that was it. But from that night, she knew my teammate's name because it was her birthday, because they had brought a cake out to us. So they knew her name. And they also knew that we spoke some Arabic, that we were studying at an institute in this particular city that we live in. So anyways, fast forward 3 weeks, this lady, her sister shows up at the institute where we study Arabic, and goes to just the front desk and asks if my friend is there. And the lady at the front desk said, yeah, this person studies here. Do you want to see her? And the woman said, yeah, I really want to talk to her. So long story short, my teammate meets this local girl and they begin talking, and the local girl says to her, I've been looking for you all around the city. I've been going to institute after institute to try to find you guys, because that man, he prayed for my knee. And ever since he prayed for my knee, all the pain completely left. When I exercise, it doesn't hurt. I love the results, she said.
The results. That's good.
And she said, we're wondering if you guys would be willing to come pray for our father. So my teammate said, yes, of course, I'll contact Andrew and we'll go do that. Yeah. So fast forward, we go and meet with the sister whose knee got healed at that very same restaurant, because we were supposed to meet her and she was going to lead us over to the house where her father was. And we're just sitting at the table and she begins to say just very incredible things about Jesus. She looked at me and she said, I don't know what it was, but when you told me you'd pray for me in the name of Jesus, something inside me just knew that I would be healed. Mm-hmm. And she began to say how excited her father is to get healed. And I don't even know what condition he has at this point, but they're just, you know, her only experience of getting prayed for in Jesus' name was healing. So in her mind, it just always happens. And she's so full of faith for it. So anyways, they were just very expectant, which helped us be more and more expectant as well. So anyways, me and my teammate end up driving over to their house. And on the way, we just simply just prayed to Jesus and asked him, what do you want us to do during this time? Or do you want to say anything? And we just felt the word be persistent. The words be persistent. Anyways, we get there, sit down with the father, and turns out he has fibromyalgia. This Muslim man has fibromyalgia, has been suffering for a long time, he said, and his whole family is in the room as well. So there's about seven family members total, and then me and my teammate. And we just begin praying for the father for healing, and we pray once, it doesn't happen. We pray twice, none of the pain leaves. We pray three times, none of the pain leaves. And at this point, we're just like, okay, what's going on here? Mm. But all we know is Jesus said to stay persistent. So that's what we do. And at this point, I just take a little break and I just begin to share the gospel with them, why Jesus has the power over death, over sickness, over disease, over everything Satan wants to inflict upon people on earth. And I begin sharing that about his death and resurrection, and then begin praying again. And as I begin praying again, the father's pain from having fibromyalgia steadily starts decreasing. And it goes from him having 10 out of 10 pain to 4 out of 10 pain. Mm-hmm. So it's just drastically, it's improved, but not fully. So anyways, we decide to take a break again because, it wasn't getting any lower than 40% pain. At this point, the mother gets up and says, so when are you going to pray for the rest of us? And at this point we realize, oh, everyone in this room has something going on.
Okay.
So at this point, my teammate goes and prays for the mother who had aches and pains all in her body. And instantly, as soon as she starts praying, all the aches and pains begin leaving. And her wrist and her knee, it was in her shoulder, and she had some jaw pain. And all of it started leaving, and this woman just starts freaking out, as you would imagine. Meanwhile, I'm praying for the father's son, in the room who has a back issue. The pain completely leaves right away.
Wow.
And while I'm praying for this, another daughter looks at me and says, the spirit feels so different in the room right now. Like, what is this? So we just begin going and praying around, praying for everyone in the room. And everyone who had pain that they could test out, all the pain completely left in that moment.
Wow.
And Jesus was just encountering their hearts in such an amazing way. But still, the father was at 40%. So everyone at this point in the room was healed. The father's at 40%. And at this point, we just felt like the Lord wanted to speak to this family. So we began just sharing words we kind of felt that the Lord had put on our hearts. And God just completely directed us to give just very accurate prophetic words and words of knowledge that had the mother in tears, and just the Holy Spirit was just flooding this room and really encountering this family. And then after all of that happens, I just feel in my heart like, okay, the Father's at 40%. We just need to continue to be persistent, continue to go after this.
Yeah.
So I pray again, and me and my teammate begin praying for the Father. And we pray a few more times, and then he looks at me and he says, it's at 10% now. So there's still a little pain, but it's at 10%. And this is the best I've felt in 45 years. Thank you so much. So it was just an amazing, amazing moment. We stayed there and we talked about Jesus. We got to ask them if they want to read the Bible together, all this stuff. And at the end, the father says, you know, we built a mosque in our home village and actually hung a picture of Jesus on the wall because we love him so much. And we believe that Jesus is going to appear to us as we're praying and pray with us. Mm-hmm. So they just begin saying things like this as well, which was just wild. Yeah. So anyways, we get to the end of our time and I ask the father, so like, where do you work? What do you do? And he says, oh, I'm the owner of this very same restaurant that this whole story started at. So anyways, it was just a cool moment and just a night where it felt like God was just totally leading the way, and just doing just really wild, crazy stuff that we just hadn't experienced anything like that, with just that level of, that many miracles in one moment, you know, at that time, and just a whole family encountering the love of Jesus. So it was really cool.
That is amazing. It reminds me of the story of Cornelius, in the book of Acts, and Peter being led to go and share the gospel with them, and visions and dreams that they had been given and things, and how the Lord had prepared the whole family, and the whole family, you know, was saved. And it's interesting. I really see this as being the way that God leads many of these folks, I think, from a Muslim background to him. It's a process. You know, a lot of us, you know, that maybe come from the Western world or more Christian background kind of world, we don't realize that it maybe took, you know, 50 or 60 encounters with God or the truth before we accepted the Lord, if we actually did.
Right.
Well, folks out here in these places, they don't even get one opportunity or two opportunities, you know, in their whole lifetime, maybe. Maybe not even that. Yeah. And so we consider them hard, right? Hard places, but we don't realize that we've had so many encounters, so many opportunities.
To
see how the Holy Spirit is moving on that family and then bringing new folks in a way, filling in those, you know, those pieces of the puzzle that maybe they didn't have and didn't quite understand the whole story. And I have to just, I've heard so many times from people working in this region that they have encountered people who have encountered Jesus, and who will, even Muslims that will say, I love Jesus. We love Jesus.
Right.
We're actually seeking after him and trying to live, you know, according to how we understand he want, you know, would want us to live.
Yeah.
I just have to believe that there are many Old Testament, you know, people that we look at as followers of God that knew less than these people know, you know what I mean, in terms of following Jesus. So is every little bit counts, you know, every little bit helps them to understand more and more of the Lord. And none of us know for sure, just the Holy Spirit knows how much they need to know before they step into the kingdom. So
Yeah,
you know, that's the key thing, is not becoming a Christian or becoming a this or a that. It's coming into the kingdom of God. And that's a process. And that's something that only the Holy Spirit knows when people make that step. But I'm just so it's just so encouraging to hear that story and hear what the Lord, that is such a privileged time moment that you had.
Yeah.
You know, not many people actually have that kind of opportunity to experience the Holy Spirit moving like that. So, God Network News fans, I hope you were encouraged by that wonderful story, incredible encounter with God and working with God. And again, it speaks how radical, simple obedience to the Lord, believing Him and believing Him for the miraculous and stepping out in faith and also stepping out in tenderness, compassion towards people and their hearts being opened by that genuine spirit of Jesus. And so I just want us to be challenged and encouraged to continue to pray for Andrew and Kate and their ministry here in the Middle East.